Eov chapter 28. Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Eov, Perek Kaf Chet, chapter 28. To recap, in chapter 27, Eov criticized the friends and their views. They said he was a sinner, and he says he is not. He is righteous. They are the ones who are misguided and are the ones who will not prosper. The friends see his suffering as a punishment from God. They argue that they have the authentic fear of heaven. They know that if you act well and fear God, no evil will come to you, and certainly not extreme evil like Eov's suffering. So by defending God and his ways, theodicy, they feel about themselves that they are the true God-fearers, the true Yirei Elokim. Eov responded that he is the true God-fearer, the true Yirei Elokim. Even though his life has been embittered by God, Eov is adamant that he will never lie or speak untruth and admit that he sinned until his dying day. He is holding on to his righteousness claim. And in an interesting twist, Eov ended the chapter with a speech about the futility of the wicked, that the wicked will be punished in the end and nothing will be left of their wealth. Did Eov end the chapter by calling the friends empty, hypocritical flatterers of God, who will get their payback by God as a punishment for their shabby treatment of him? Remember, Eov always said that the evil are not paid back. All of a sudden, Eov is saying that the evil will be paid back. So is this a message to the friends? In our chapter, Eov speaks about wisdom, chokhmah. It is one of the most famous chapters in the book of Eov. Eov turns to his friends who act as all-knowing, like God, and says that humans uncover many hidden treasures in this world. They unearth precious metals, such as silver, gold, iron, and copper, and know how to fashion these items. According to Ibn Ezra and Malbim, from verse 1 to 11, Eov enumerates all the other natural phenomena that humans conquer and subdue. Humans feel in control due to their prowess over mining and harnessing water. However, says Eov, that should not be confused with real chokhmah, real knowledge, real wisdom. In verse 12, Eov begins, "V'ha'chokhma me'ayin timatze, ve'eze mekom bina." But where can wisdom be found? Where is the source of understanding? Lo yada enosh erka, ve'lo timatze be'eretz ha'chaim. No man can set a value on it. It cannot be found in the land of the living. Tehom amar lo bihi. V'yam amar ein imati. The deep says, it is not in me. And the sea says, I do not have it. Lo yuten sigor tachteha. V'lo ishakel kesef mechira. It cannot be bartered for gold. Silver cannot be paid out as its price. Lo tesulev bechetem ofir. B'shoham yakar v'sapir. The finest gold of Ophir cannot be weighed against it, nor precious onyx or sapphire. Lo ya'archena zahav uzchochit utmuratak klifaz. Gold or glass cannot match its value, nor vessels of fine gold can be exchanged for it, because chokhmah and knowledge is way beyond any precious metal or any gem. Only Elokim hevin darka, v'hu yadat mekoma. Only God understands the way to it. Only God knows its source. Ki hu likzot ha'aretz yabit, tachat kol ha'shamayim yireh. Because God sees to the ends of the earth and observes all that is beneath the heavens. Which means to really have chokhmah, real chokhmah, like God, you have to understand everything. You have to see everything. You have to observe everything. To have real super knowledge like God, you have to know everything like God. Ba'asoto lamatar chok v'derech lachaziz kolot. He made a rule for the rain and a course for the thunderstorms. Azra'a vayisapra, hechina vegam chakara. Then he saw it, engaged it, and he measured it and probed it. Vayomer, la'adam, henirat Adonai hechokhma, v'sur meira bina. So God says to man, see, fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. Iyob is arguing against the friends and the accepted view that humans are so knowledgeable and in control of the world. Iyob counters that only God has real knowledge and is in real control of the world. God's knowledge is more valuable than any precious metal or expensive gemstones. Humans might be able to redirect the water that God rains on the earth, but God knows everything. All the truths that are hidden from humanity are revealed before God, because God is the source of everything. Only He understands life and death, the wind, the rain, and in short, the universe. So what does God tell man? Vayomer la'adam hen yirat Hashem hi chokhma, v'sur meira bina. Fear of heaven, yirat Hashem, is chokhma, is wisdom. V'sur meira bina, to shun evil is understanding. Rashi explains, what does this mean? Zo tzricha lezo, v'ein chokhma yafa b'lo yirah. One requires the other, and wisdom is unseemly and vacuous without fear of heaven, without Yirat Elohim. You need Yirat Hashem, fear of heaven, as a prerequisite to knowledge. You cannot have knowledge without fear of God. And Mitzudat David refines this idea even further. Fear of God, Yirat Hashem, is the introduction to wisdom, and shunning evil is the introduction to understanding. Wisdom, which is superior to everything in this world, precious metals and stones, can only be achieved via Yirat Elohim, fear of heaven, having humility before God. So Iyov, who is described as God-fearing and shunning evil, we saw that in the beginning of the book, says, I will not transgress now and lose the wisdom that I have acquired, because fear of heaven is a prerequisite for wisdom. This idea is similar to the end of Kohelet. In Kohelet, King Solomon examines the meaning of life in the face of the apparent futility of life. But Kohelet ends with Sof davar hakol nishma, et ha'elokim yira, ve'et mitzvotav shemor, ki ze kol ha'adam. The sum of the matter, when all is said and done, revere God and observe His commandments, for this applies to all mankind. To sum up, in this chapter, Iyov speaks about wisdom, chokhmah. It is one of the most famous chapters in the book of Iyov. Iyov turns to the friends who act as all-knowing, like God, and says, humans uncover many hidden treasures in the world. They unearth precious metals, silver, gold, iron, copper, and they know how to fashion these items, but only God has real knowledge and power, and God is in control of the world. And all the truths that are hidden from humanity are revealed before God. This is a central tenet of Judaism, a Torah life, a life of Torah values. Knowledge is impossible without the foundation of Yirat Hashem, fear of heaven. We see how important this idea is. As Rashi said, Without Yirat Hashem, without fear of heaven, knowledge is vacuous. It's meaningless. It doesn't really have true meaning because it's missing the most important element of the world, which is God. So we have to remember that in our life today, when Chochmah is so important, knowledge and understanding, we have to make sure that we really underpin everything with Yirat Hashem, with this important fear of heaven, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection to God. Shlomo and Kohelet also understood this. Sof davar akol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shemor ki ze kol hadam. Shlomo and Kohelet, who's asking all these deep questions about the world and asking questions of the apparent futility of life, ends with the idea that fear of heaven and its corollary, which I would like to add, love of God, Avas Hashem, Avat Hashem, and fulfilling the commandments is really all of man, what man's role is. So I think that's a very important message for us to walk away with, that Yirat Hashem is really the underpinning, fear of heaven is really the underpinning of all of knowledge. But when we integrate Yirat Hashem, fear of heaven, love of God, and understanding, or trying, of course, to understand God, when we mix that with Chochmah, and we integrate that with knowledge, then that's amazing. That is really a wonderful foundation for life. But Chochmah always has to be on the basis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the basis of God, our knowledge of God, our fear of God, our humility before Hashem, and our love of God. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.